You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And in today's show, I'm going to be sharing with you the keys to investing and how you can make even more money in your life if you do this one thing. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's going on? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, there are some amazing things happening right now. You might be thinking, oh man, Dustin, it is really hard to invest in real estate right now. It's hard to find deals. It's hard to find the money for the deals. Well, I'll be completely honest and say it's actually not as hard as you might think. And really what it comes down to, if you're a real estate investor, people are going to know you as an investor. So I am literally closing on a 355 unit apartment complex, and I just closed on a single family home that is now a Airbnb or a short-term property. And in this short-term property, actually, what's fun, they're both literally in the same city, about 2 miles apart. I love this area. I'm actually going to be moving my wife and myself and our five kids. Yes, my wife just gave birth to our fifth, which was a blessing. And so we now will be moving to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Well, this Airbnb is going to be making us about $2,000 a month in passive income until we move there, because then we'll move into that property. Then, also, right now, we're literally closing, or we have under contract, and we will be closing on a 355-unit apartment complex. And I've been talking about this for the last couple episodes. If you want to invest with me, we are raising $12 million. We are almost there, and we're about ready to close off and not accepting any more investors in our deal. It is a phenomenal deal. It's 355 units. It is literally in one of the best areas in Murfreesboro, 130,000 people in the city. It's a growing place. But if you wanted to invest, like I'm investing my own money, like just between me and you, I'm investing $100,000 of my own money in this deal because it's such a phenomenal deal. So the numbers on this investment is basically, if you're going to put in $100,000, or this is what I'm going to be getting, I'm putting in $100,000. We get 8% preferred return, and preferred, this is kind of, I'm going to walk you through some lingo of what a multifamily looks like. 8% preferred returns mean preferred, you get paid as an investor before the general partners do. I'm also a general partner. There's four of us on this deal, but we don't get paid unless you get paid as an investor. And you also get 8% on top of that. So if you put $100,000 in, you get $8,000 annually to you paid quarterly. So $100,000, $8,000 a year paid quarterly is $2,000 a quarter, which is $500 a month. So $100,000 will get you $500 a month. And that's not the best thing. Here's the best thing. With multifamily, with commercial, the goal is to exit the property. With residential, we keep our properties forever. But with multifamily, the goal is to actually exit the property, and we're planning in 3 to 5 years to be able to exit at 2.5 times our money. So you put in $100,000, 2.5 times that, you're going to get $250,000 back to you on your original $100,000 investment. Plus, if we exit in 5 years, that is 5 years times 8%, which is $40,000. So 250 plus 40, that's $290,000 in 5 years. Hopefully, it's going to be the return that you're going to get on your money. So if you do want to invest with me, there's so many more great things, and I'll share with you more about it, but you can actually apply and be a part of, and if you're a good fit, honestly, you have to apply and you have to make sure that you're a good fit with an accredited investor and all that sort of stuff. But the minimum is $50,000. If you want to invest with me, the window's closing. It's actually next, I think, week or so, maybe week or two. We're actually going to be closing down and not accepting any more investments. And you want to get in before that. So In the description, you'll see the link to get there, masterpassiveincome.com/COVE, C-O-V-E. Fill that out and I'll get that application. I'll probably even call you directly if you're a good fit to make sure that you're going to be a part of this. But I'm super pumped that this apartment complex and my short-term property, and like I said, even in this market, you're going to get good properties and you're going to know when you have a good property, when you buy it for cheaper than it's worth. You're capturing equity. So what I did was in this property, we are actually paying 60 cents on the dollar. So we're buying it for $90,000 a unit when it should be going for $145,000 a unit. So we're capturing loads of equity. We have a great interest rate, 6.1%. I wish my short-term property had 6.1, but we got 8%. And we have a 7-year runway to be able to sell. I mean, just so many amazing things. And honestly, I've had lots of people want me to be a general partner on many other deals, but I never did. And the reason why is because it wasn't a fantastic deal and it wasn't with the right people. This is with the right people, my friends Jason and Pili Yerusi, as well as this is an amazing deal. So if you want to get it and be a part with me, you absolutely can. Masterpassiveincome.com/COVE, C-O-V-E, that's the name of the apartments. And I got this deal because of my connections or networking and going to conferences and meeting people. That's what this business, real estate business, is all about. And this 355-unit apartment complex, I met my friends now, the Yerusis. They came and spoke at my conference 3 years ago. Now we've become really good friends. And because we network, because we got to know each other, they say, hey, Dustin, we would love for you to be a part of this apartment complex deal. I didn't really do any work. They just brought it to me. And now I'm a part of the business. Now, with the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, I'm going to give you a little taste of what it's like to be there. And in today's show, I'm going to actually give you the entire keynote that I gave at RubeCon, showing people how we need to not focus on the money, but focus on the bigger picture in life, that there is a way to be fulfilled in life and make money at the same time. And that's what this keynote is all about, because it's not about money. That's not the end. The end is about other people. So here is my keynote at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference 2024, and 2025 is going to be even better, but I want to give you a taste so that you know you need to be at next year's Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. All right, here we go. This is so exciting to see every single one of you here. I am so just blessed to have every single one of you. What are you guys doing in the back? There's plenty of chairs. Come on up here. Especially even with the orange shirts. You guys have been serving so much. You guys got to sit down up here too. Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for serving everybody. Everybody serving has been so amazing. Okay, so we have been working hard these last 3 days to connect with other people, to learn, to work with other investors, figure out new ideas and new ways, even create hopefully some goals that we can set for ourselves. Now, I have a good friend that has taught me something that I want to share with you. His name's Adam Carroll. He taught me that there are four legacies that we have in our life, and what we want to do is attain each one of these legacies. Now, every single one of these four legacies, I would like for you, and we're going to walk through every single one of these. And in the very end, I want you to be thinking about yourself as a whole person. So don't be thinking about yourself as just an investor, which is what we are. We're absolutely investors, 100%. But at the same time, you know, you could be a dad, you could be a mom, you're a brother, you're a sister, an aunt, an uncle, whatever it is, you're more than just money. We all know money is not the end in itself. If money is the end in itself for you, I will tell you right now, and I don't say this very often, you are 100% wrong. I don't tell that to anybody very often. But if you make money your end, that will be your end. There's not going to be much left after that. You might have the money, but you might not have your family. You might have the money, but you might not have any influence or impact. So these four legacies, I want us all to walk through these, and we're going to talk through them, because I would love to see every single one of you reach these legacies. Now, I'm going to say this. This fourth legacy, actually, all these legacies, you're going to say, oh, man, I get it. Especially the fourth legacy, which we all have to get to this fourth legacy.
to get to this fourth legacy takes a lot of work. Then, when you're there at this fourth legacy, it's going to be so impactful for you. You're going to be, you're literally going to be so amazed, and your mind's going to be blown because of this fourth legacy. Now, at the same time, when you hear this legacy, you're going to be thinking, oh, this is simple. Yeah, I get it. Oh, I understand this legacy. No, you don't. No, you don't. It's kind of like this. So when my brother, you guys might have had this similar situation. When my brother had his son, I said, I told him, I love your son like he's my own. Guess what he said? No, you don't. No, you don't. Like, whoa, 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 what? What are you talking about? Of course I do. He's like our blood. Absolutely. He said, I know you love him as much as it's possible for you, but he's not your son, so you don't know what it's like to actually have that type of love. You don't understand. You can't comprehend it because you're not in that position. Same thing with this fourth legacy that you all must achieve. You're going to understand it. You're going to perceive it in your mind. It's going to be like, oh, wow, I get it. But you're not going to fully know it because you can't until you're living in this fourth legacy. But I kid you not, when you live in this fourth legacy, you're only going to want more and more and more of this last legacy. This is the reason why I have RubeCon. This is the reason why I have Master Passive Income. This is the reason why I want to share everything with everybody, because of how much I am blessed by this fourth legacy. Now, why do you have financial independence? Think to yourself, why is it, like, what is your why? But even much more so than that, because it's a little deeper than, like, what is your why? Because if it's just the money, what about those people that win the lottery within, you know, I'd say 2 or 3 years, they're bankrupt and they're worse off than where they were. Think to yourself, what is your why? Now, my why, it happened and really got me for financial independence. And why I wanted financial independence was because after my fourth child was born, I went on paternity leave, working a stay-at-home job. Fantastic job. Did I say stay-at-home? I was not a stay-at-home job. I was working at a desk job. This desk job, it was a fine job, made a good amount of money, but I went on paternity leave. And then as I went home for 2 weeks, change of poopy diapers, bonding with a baby and all that good stuff, I go back to work. And in that same week, I go back to work, I get a call from my boss's secretary, the top dog. And she says, Dustin, would you please come to the office? Well, I'm going to fast forward the story because I really want to get you guys to the fourth legacy. I get laid off. And this is just 2 weeks after my last child was born. And then I'm like, oh my goodness, how am I going to feed my family? Am I a failure as a father? Am I a failure as a husband, as a man trying to provide for his family? Well, sitting there, I found my why. My why is so I can be independent. Your why might be different, which is totally great. I wanted to be independent. I did not want to be dependent on somebody else to provide for my family. That was my why. I want you to think about what your why is, because these four legacies that we're going to go through, it's all in here. I kid you not. It's all in here. Now, here's a fun thing. So before I got to where I am, maybe like in 2005, before I started investing, I would watch these videos or listen to people, quotes of really wealthy people, billionaires, asking, what's the secret to success? Or what's the secret to making lots and lots of money? And they tell you things. When I listen to it, I'm like, oh, that makes sense, but that's not really actionable. It's like a more of a mindset type of thing that they would say. I'm like, oh, I wish you'd give me something a little better. I kid you not, I'm blessed. I'm not a billionaire by any means, but I don't have to work a job to pay for my bills. My money's coming in because of all the real estate that I bought. I'm now in a position where I'm realizing now, oh my goodness, those guys, it's the mind is what's stopping us from achieving what it is that we want. So think of that why. We're going to hold on to the why for financial independence, for investing in real estate, and these four legacies. Now, what you've been taught about real estate is all wrong.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income, scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
Kid you not, even the things we talked about today, they're good things. But if you boil everything down, it's all wrong. And what have we been taught? Well, what's the number one rule about real estate? Well, there's three rules. So same word, location, location, location. Realtors will tell you that all the time. That is absolute wrong, 100%, in many different ways, but in many ways, I also believe that even passive income is wrong. Like, what's another rule? Well, another thing that we've been taught, what's the rate of return? How much passive income are we get? What's the cap rate? That's all wrong as well. It's literally wrong. And I'll tell you why. The key to real estate investing, the key to financial independence is the key to everything in life. The same exact thing in everything in life. It's not about money. Here it is. So real estate is not about a property. Real estate is not about a property. Business is not about a product. And life is not about experiences. I'll say that one more time. Real estate is not about properties. Business is not about a product, and life is not about experiences. Hold that. I'm going to tell you what it is in just a second, what all of these is about. Let's go through the four legacies. These four legacies, they're stepping stones to get to the next one. Every single one will eventually help you get to the last one. And the fourth one, you will want to live in this legacy. You will not want to do anything else but this. First one is a money legacy. A money legacy. Now, obviously, a legacy is something you could leave and pass down, but it's also like a principle, something that you have in you. So a money legacy is where you're making money, not earning money. What's earning money? Earning money is where you work an hour and then you get paid for that hour, and you don't work an hour, you don't get paid. That's earning money. What I want for you guys is to start making money. Now, the benefits for making money, we can all know those. Those are very simple. Buy what you want instead of what you need. Go to the restaurant and be able to, man, I like both the filet. This is me, like, right, Jason? I like the filet and the ribeye. I'm going to buy them both. Let's go ahead and do that. I absolutely, no joke, I literally do that because that's what I want. But I'm blessed to have the money to be able to do that. What about not having to worry about your mortgage? What about not worry about the next bill that comes in, living paycheck to paycheck? Those are amazing benefits to money, but money is not the end in itself. Making money, you want to make money, don't earn money. When you earn money, eventually one day you're going to die. And you can't earn anymore. You can't provide for your next generations when you die. It's a proven fact, 100% of us are gonna die. But if you have assets, if you have businesses, if you have things that can make money for you, not earn money, you will be able to pass those down. You will be able to give those to your loved ones to set them up. I read the Bible multiple times a day. The Bible says the righteous man provides for his children and his children's children, leaving an inheritance for them. Now, here's a downside of this legacy that can happen. Chasing money. Chasing money is where you start going after the money as if that was the end in itself. You start missing, or actually, you don't even go to your kids' Little League games anymore. You don't take your spouse on a date. You don't spend quality time with your parents. If you have a mom still, I encourage you to call your mom right away. I lost my mom in 2015. I wish every single day that I could call and talk to her. Chasing after money, you can miss over those people that are loved ones for you because you kind of think, you know what? I have to go after this. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a hard worker, absolutely a hard worker. But when you're chasing after money, eventually things pass by you and you miss. Money then leads into time. When you have money, remember, you're making money, you're investing in real estate, maybe you're investing in passive income, you're starting a business, you're doing all these things to eventually have financial freedom. Now, what comes with financial freedom? Time back. You have your time back. So money leads into a time legacy. Now, what is a time legacy? A time legacy is where you can literally have 40 plus hours of your life back. Who here, just show of hands, works more, 40 hours or more? Just raise your hands. Don't be ashamed. It's okay. Who works more? Keep your hands up. Who works more than 45 hours a week? Keep your hands up. Wow. Who works more than 50 hours a week? Wow. Congratulations. I mean, I'm astounded. Keep going. Keep them up. Keep them up. I'm going to keep going. Who here works more than 55 hours a week? My goodness, that's awesome. 60 hours a week. Okay, go ahead and put them down. I am astounded. You guys are awesome. Hard workers, absolutely. Our goal is to get past this now, where you have 70 plus hours of your life back to do the things that you want to do. The money affords you to have the things that you want. Time affords you to do the things that you want. So our goal is to get the money legacy. Make money. Don't earn money. Then with that money legacy leads you into a time legacy. Now the benefits are you have more time to take up a hobby that you've been really wanting to do. Travel the world. I mean, imagine being nomadic like Sarah, literally traveling the entire world, having so much fun and having money coming in without you even working. The benefits of time so outweigh anything else. And the biggest thing about time is it's the one commodity that you spend, even if you don't know it, that you can never make more of, you can never earn more of, you can never get it back. It's a proven fact, 100% of us are going to die eventually. It's the one commodity that's always going to be going. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to give you a tidbit, little hint of what's coming in the future in this presentation. Time doesn't matter. What does matter? Life. The culmination of your time on this earth is your life. If you waste time, eventually you waste your life. I don't want you guys to do that. I want you guys to live with purpose, and we're going to get to that. The benefits of time is you now have your life back. Now, you can lead into wasting time. I kid you not, I did this. I quit my job, and I did nothing. I went to the gym. I played golf. I hung out with the family. I did anything and everything that I wanted for about a year. And then I started realizing, no, let me take that back. I have the easy job of making money. My wife has the hard job of homeschooling our kids. And she said, hey, you're playing a lot of golf. How about you come home and you help homeschool the kids? I'm like, oh, well, I'm still making money. Like I'm making more money than when I was working 40 plus hours a week. She goes, That's fine. I appreciate it. Thank you. Come help homeschool the kids. I'm like, okay. So then fast forward, started doing more things about helping people to invest in real estate. But the wasting time, wasted an hour, wasted a day, wasted a week, wasted a month. Eventually, it's a wasted life. We do not want that. We do not want to waste time. We do not want you to waste your life. Now, using time wisely. We need to use time wisely so that we can then lead into this next legacy. Now, what does it look like to use your time very wisely? Well, it's planning your day. It's planning your week, your month. 5 years from now, giving yourself goals. I did not have a goal. So When I was 27 years old, I said, my goal is in 10 years, I'm going to quit my job. And I'm going to burn the bridges as I go, which means if I don't have the money to quit, I'm still going to quit. I'm going to make myself do it. It's a deadline. It's not a goal. It's a deadline. Praise the Lord. I worked my tail off eventually when I was 37 years old, blessed to be able to quit my job. Then after that, I did not have a goal. I was floundering around, playing golf too much. It was fun, don't get me wrong, but I didn't have a goal. Then I thought, you know what? I'm wasting time. I need a goal. So I created another goal. It was to make $1 million in all my businesses per year. And it wasn't because of the money. It was just because I wanted something to shoot for. But I kid you not, that was the worst goal I've ever created. It was horrible. I was actually deterred by it. I just didn't care about that goal because I didn't really need the money. Then I changed my goal. And this is going to another foreshadowing for what we're going to talk about in level four. I changed my goal to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. I unveiled that in RubeCon 22. My goal is to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That was my new goal. And now look at what we have now because the goal was different, which we'll get into. Now, time leads into a relationship legacy. Money leads into time. Time leads into a relationship legacy. You need one after the other. Now, you can also be able to balance and have some of time and relationship as you're working, as you don't have financial dependence, you don't have that first one. But eventually, you're going to have so much time that then you then need to rebuild any relationships that were broken. You need to help maybe coach your kids' little league. You need to put your time back into other people and build up those relationships. So the benefits of relationships, people are going to look at you as somebody who cares about them, as opposed to somebody that only cares about themselves. How much better would it be if you had other people looking at you and say, man, this person has so much on their plate for whatever they're doing, but they took the time to call me. How thoughtful is that? How amazing is that? I was told when I was really, really young by my dad, he said, it's the gift that counts. It's the thought. Sorry, I said it backwards. It's the thought that counts. It's not the gift. And I said, no, you know, being 5 years old, I'm like, oh, that's great, but I want the gift. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you thought about it. Now I'm older, though. I realize so much more. If I get a card from somebody, just a thoughtful card, or even for my birthday, that is so much more than that they bought me like a $1,000 gift. No, don't get me wrong. That $1,000 gift would be great, but it's the thought, because it's the relationship building. It's the connecting with somebody else. It's helping them to know that you care about them. Marlon said this earlier. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. If you don't show that you care about them, how are they going to know? Now, relationship sabotage. This is something, and I talked about this in orientation, and I'm so glad I have not seen this. And I usually stomp it out at RubeCon right away. Relationship sabotage. And this, I'm going to encourage you for everybody from this point forward, I want you to commit to not having the sabotage. The sabotage is this. You approach any conversation that you have with somebody, any particular one, and you look at what you can gain from that conversation. Oh man, look at this person's a public speaker. I want to speak. Hey, here's about me. Let me tell you all about me, 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 me. How far is that going to get you? Almost nothing. Instead, you go up to the person, you start asking questions about that person. You'd be more interested in that person. And then I kid you not, they will reciprocate. They will come back to you and say, well, tell me about you. You took time because you cared about me. And then how much more so would they say, well, this is great. We have now a commonality because we've chatted. Now, you know, how can we help each other out? We do not want to sabotage ourselves by looking at relationships as what we can gain, but what we can give. What can we give to any relationship? And people have been asking me recently in those last couple of days, you know, why do you do this? Why do you do RubeCon? Like, you're a real estate investor. You don't have to do any of this stuff. Well, it's because of all these principles. Money leading into time, time leading into relationships, and then it leads into the relationships, a deepening of relationships, where my relationships with people matter so much more to me than my properties. See, I started investing in real estate, but then at the same time, I realized it was lonely. My property managers were doing all the work, which they were doing all the work. They were fantastic, but at the same time, I was alone. I still had friends and stuff, but my influence, I wasn't working with people. And then when I started coaching people, I started putting out where I can help people. In fact, it was just literally friends and family members and coworkers coming to me, talking to me. I realized I enjoyed it. That was a lot of fun. Let me help more people. With that, I felt fulfilled. What's so amazing, when I bought my first property, I felt like it was an amazing accomplishment, and it was. Every time you guys buy your first property or your next property, it's an amazing accomplishment. But I'll tell you, for me, I did not feel fulfilled. I didn't feel like I reached there. When I quit my job, I still didn't feel fulfilled. I felt like it's an accomplishment. I felt like I needed more. I needed the next accomplishment. I did not feel fulfilled. When I helped my first student to buy their first property, it wasn't my accomplishment, it was theirs. I felt fulfilled. I helped another human being get what they wanted most dearly in life, to help them get their future changed. Then when they quit their job, oh my goodness, that's even more fulfilling for me. And so this leads into this next legacy. In order to maintain your financial freedom, we must live in this fourth legacy. Now, again, I'll warn you, you might be thinking, well, when you hear this next legacy, Dustin, oh, this is so easy. I get it. I'm going to do it. No, you don't. Until you live in this legacy, you can't comprehend what it's like in this legacy. It's just not possible. You can perceive it. But once you live in this legacy, you're going to realize, I only want more of this legacy. Great thing is, money's taken care of, so I don't have to worry about my family. I have enough time to devote to this legacy. And this legacy with my relationships develops even more. Here's the fourth legacy. It's a service legacy. This is the reason why I have RubeCon. This is the reason why I have Master Passive Income. This is the reason for everything I do, is having a service legacy. Everybody, you might be thinking that. Well, I get it. Yeah, it's service. Okay, we serve people. No, you don't. When I got into this service legacy, I realized why I could not see what it was to serve before now. But now that I'm living in this service legacy, I can't get enough. Now, money leads to time legacy. Time legacy leads into a relationship legacy, and a relationship legacy leads into a service legacy. I'll go back one more just so you can see that, if I can. There we go. Money leads into time. Make money, don't earn money. Money leads into time. Time, spend your time wisely, leads into a relationship legacy. Then deepening the relationships leads you into service legacy. Now, the benefits of service, oh my goodness, I kid you not, the more people that I serve in my life, the better my life gets and the better their lives gets. The more properties that I buy that are good properties, I fix them up, I make sure they're good properties, that I could rent them out for my tenants, that they have a good rent, that they're not being gouged, a great property, I'm making their lives better. For my investors that want to invest with me, or my students, if I make their lives better, their lives are better, my life gets better. Now, the service legacy comes with so much more. To have more impact, make more money, be more fulfilled, you need to serve more people. Serve more people. Imagine if you have one job, how many people do you serve? Now, you might have customers and stuff like that, but who do you serve? You serve one person, your boss. You have one person that you're serving. Then think, okay, how can I serve more people? You can't get more bosses unless you get two or three jobs, which you can, but eventually you don't have enough time, you'll die. So what do we do now? Next step is possibly, let's start a small business. Let's have more, let's serve more people, which is good. Don't get me wrong. That's really, really good. Let's say you have 100 people come to your store a day. That's great. That's even better. You're making more money. You have more people that you're serving. Think continually, how can I serve more people? Like with my podcast, I can serve countless people, whoever finds it. I'm trying to find as many ways as I can to serve more people because their lives are changed. And then my life has changed. And the amazing thing, there's so many amazing, more amazing things in this one legacy than all the other three combined. You have lasting impact. People's lives are changed. Lasting impact. You have significance. Not pompous, not prideful, but you have significance where people want to be around you because how you make them feel, because of what you help them to achieve and attain. It gives you fulfillment. Again, when I buy my properties, I don't feel fulfilled. I feel like I need another accomplishment after that. But when I help my students to buy their properties or quit their job, or if I talk to you, I kid you not, talking to you in the hall, every single one of you in the hall who've gotten amazing results of this conference, connecting with people, getting great conversations where you get ideas and aha moments, and then you find people that you're gonna connect with afterwards. I feel fulfilled. Every conversation, I kid you not, it makes me feel so much better. I probably get more out of the conversation than you do. And I'm not gonna say probably, I do. It encouraged me to keep going in this because I'll be completely honest, it's not easy to put on an event like this. I'm very blessed to have a lot of fantastic volunteers and staff team members here that work with us, but I feel fulfilled because of you guys being here. Influence. You also have influence in people's lives for the better, not for the worse. If you're going for the worse, you wouldn't be here. You would not achieve this legacy. Or the better. You also have purpose in life. My purpose in life is to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's such a better goal. It gets me out of bed as opposed to just making money. Money is just an inanimate object. It's all about serving people. Now, I want to tell you about the servant. Like I said, I've read the Bible. I can't even count how many times. I read it multiple times a day, at least a dozen, two dozen times. I've literally read the entire Bible to my kids. In fact, when my daughter, she's 15 now, right there, Ellie, you guys seen her walking around in beautiful red hair, taking pictures of everything. When she was 3 years old, I remember somebody saying, hey, it's a good idea to read to your kids. I'm like, that's a great idea. I'm going to start reading to my kids. I thought, what better to read than God's word, the Bible? So from that day, and she's 15 now, 12 years, we have yet, man, we probably missed maybe a handful, 5 or 6 days where we've not read the Bible together. I have learned more about serving people through the Bible than any other college course or anything, literally anything else. There's a big reason why people don't really focus on that. They don't realize that this is the main thing that we got to do. Now, Jesus in Matthew chapter 20, 25 to 20, it says, but Jesus called them, his disciples, to him and said, you know that the rulers, those elites, the people over him, the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over even them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant. And whoever would be first among you must be your slave, even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. Now I believe, and it's okay if you don't believe the same as I do, I'm looking at who I believe created the entire world, created everything, should be served. He said, no, I came to serve instead of be served. Most other gods I've heard of, like the Greek gods, they wanted you to sacrifice to them. They wanted you to serve them. Not so this God. But then we also know that Jesus Christ is literally a human being that was actually born. Even if you don't believe the Bible, he's physically a person that is throughout time has been proven is alive. He lived his life as a life of service, and people look at him very highly. Now, another one, Acts chapter 20, verse 35 says, this is all the John, he's talking, or sorry, it was Luke that wrote it. He's talking about Jesus. In all things, I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he himself said, it is more blessed to give than receive. It's more of a blessing to give, not just tangibly, which is good. Don't get me wrong, giving somebody money. But what about your time? What about calling them up and encouraging them? What about some wisdom you might give them? Or even just a crying shoulder if somebody lost somebody. Luke chapter 6, verse 30, it says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put in your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Some people call it karma. What it is we give and we will receive. Now, how to be servant? A lot of us have heard this verse before. It's a great verse, but it's not the full picture. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. That means Jesus is talking about himself saying, I love you, I'm gonna lay down my life for you. Many of us have heard this verse, but we don't know the whole thing. Let me read the whole thing to you. Verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. And this is the part everybody misses over because they stop there. You are my friends if you do what I command you. So let's put all this together. Greater love is no one than this, that somebody would lay down his life for his friends. Who are Jesus' friends? It says it right there in verse 14. Who does what he commands. What does he command? Well, we read the Bible. The Bible has 10 commandments. Let me tell you a quick story. There's a rich young man in the Bible. Rich young man goes to Jesus and says, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus replies, why do you call me good? There's only one that's good, and that's your Father in heaven. He says, well, you know the commandments. Jesus says to him, you know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not lie. Do not commit adultery. Honor your father and mother. And this rich man says, I've done all these things from my youth. What else do I lack? And Jesus says, well, if you would be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor and come and follow me. And then the rich young man walked away sad, because the Bible says he had great wealth. Now, a lot of people might misunderstand what this is saying. It's not saying every single one of us go and sell everything and give away so we're destitute. Absolutely not. If you look at what Jesus says, the first five things that he talks about, the first five commandments, were all about sinning against others. Committing murder, lying, stealing, all these things are against others. So sinning against others, he's like, check, I got that, I'm good. What were the other ones? God said, you know the other commandments. He said, well, honor your father and mother. Got that, check. But what about don't have any idols? The rich man, his idol was his money. Remember, money is not the mean or is not the end. It's just a means to the end. It's an inanimate object. If we focus money on money as being our end, you're going to walk away just like that rich man and not have anything else. Now, where is your treasure? What is the point of creating all this stuff if in the end, the Bible says the moths will destroy and rust will destroy as well? I love this verse. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moths and rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moths nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Don't get me wrong. We still want to have treasures here for our needs. But at the same time, we need to look at eternity because it's a proven fact 100% of us will die. Now, I want to tell you a quick story about a judge. Now, you remember the couple things that Jesus told the rich young man? He said, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie. Has anybody committed murder here? Okay, good, good, good. Good. Okay. I was going to have to do something if I saw somebody's hand actually, right, Shane, come up. But, I mean, yeah, that's an egregious one. Very egregious. What? Who's stolen something? I know I have. I'm not without sin. Who's lied before? We've all been young. We've all dishonored our father and mother at some point, said no, and took that cookie and ate it. We've all done that. Now, the sad thing is, when you break a rule, you get punished. Just like if you are driving down 100 miles an hour down the road, down a school zone, and a cop pulls you over and says, well, you're going 100 miles an hour. Here's your ticket. Go before the judge. Go before the judge. Say, judge, I apologize. I've never done it before. I'll never do it again. And he says, well, that's all well and good. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you broke the law one time. The punishment must be paid. Just like before God. If we've broken God's law once, the punishment needs to be paid. Now, what's the punishment? Let me give you an example of what the punishment is like. If, for instance, you come and punch me in the face for whatever reason, make mad, you might get arrested, called battery or assault. You go to the jail for a night because I don't have inherently much value. Let's say you punch a cop in the face. You might go away for about a month, 2 months. They have more value. Let's say you punch the president of the United States in the face. You're going to go away for a very, very long time because their value is greater. What if you punch God in the face, who's infinitely valuable? Well, the punishment is infinite. Now, the downside is there's punishment that must come. If you've lied one time, there's punishment that must come. Now, the downside, just like before a judge, you're standing before the judge, says, hey, it's $5,000 fine for you driving 100 miles an hour. Bad news is the punishment needs to be paid. What's the good news? Somebody else can pay that penalty for you. I could literally write a check for $5,000, give it to you, or better yet, give it right to the judge and say, judge, this is for him or her. Said, fine. Oh, that's great. The fine's been paid. Rings the gavel. You're free to go. Same thing before God. Amazing thing before God. Greater love is no one than this. And Jesus Christ says, someone laid down his life for his friends. Being a servant. The great thing. You go before God. Remember, we're all going to die. You go before God. The one time you punched him in the face, let alone the thousands of times, if you punch God in the face, that's going to put you away for a long time. But let's say I punched you in the face and I said, whoa, I'm sorry, forgive me. I apologize for punching you in the face. You might, if you're a nice person, say, okay, I'll forgive you. Then 2 seconds later, I punch you in the face again. You're going to be thinking, what's going on? I said, well, forgive me, I'm sorry. And then I say, or then you say back to me, okay, I forgive you. And then I punch you in the face one more time. You're going to stop and say, were you really sorry the first 2 times that you punched me in the face? Because you're not stopping doing this thing that caused you to punch me in the face or to ask for forgiveness. Just like before God, God wants us to stop this. So this is the beautiful picture that I believe the Bible says. The punishment still must come for breaking God's law. That's the separation from God. We call it hell, but it's eternal separation from God. The punishment comes, but as God is going to send you to hell, the punishment coming, Jesus Christ enters in the courtroom. He says, Father, this is my son or this is my daughter. I'm going to take their punishment. And he literally covers over you. The punishment still comes. It crushes him. It pierces him. But then he gets up because the Bible says he defeated death. We know the Bible says that he raised 3 days later. He gets up and says, I've taken your punishment. You're free to come into my kingdom. But we need to repent. The beautiful word that I love is repenting, which is stopping what you're doing that's causing you to ask for forgiveness and ask for forgiveness. That's the Savior. Everything that we talk about here over Rubicon is to help you have a great life. 100%. I want you guys to have an amazing life. But at the same time, because I read the Bible, I want to share with you guys that we want to have a great eternity as well. We want to follow the servant's example. Now, remember at the beginning, I said, real estate is not about a property. Business is not about a product. And life is not about experiences. What is it about? Real estate is about people. Business is about people. Life is about people. If you take your eye off of that, you're going to miss everything. There are a lot of great principles in everything, like, you know, passive income, cap rate, all that good stuff. In the end, it's all about people. The key to everything in life is about people. Remember, living in this legacy is going to help you in all areas of life, and you're going to have lasting impact. You're going to have significance, fulfillment, influence, purpose. I just quickly grabbed a quick screenshot of a couple people that came through Master Passive Income that are successfully investing in real estate. I feel fulfilled when I get these. It's so amazing because I've served another human being. And then I love these pictures. These are Rubicon pictures. And by the time we're done, we're going to take a picture, all of us, just like this, so we can remember how amazing it is when we come together. Now, money leads into time. Time leads into relationships. Relationships leads into service. Now, I want you to remember this. The only legacy we can leave is the people who we leave behind and how we impact their lives for the better. That's the only legacy we can leave. If we can't, I mean, we can leave money, but eventually that'll go. We can leave properties, eventually that'll go. We can impact people's lives, and then hopefully they can impact other people's lives. What I want you guys to do, I want you guys to grab out your books, the workbook that everybody has. Remember, every year we're getting a new workbook. I want you guys to be filling these out. I'm glad you guys have been using it. But at the very back, we have a 14-day challenge. Let me figure out which page it is. We have a 14-day challenge. It's on page 85. Now, that QR code, that's for when we do the Zoom call. We're going to do a 14-day challenge starting, Charles, was it Monday? Where's Charles at? Starting Monday. 14-day challenge for you guys to break through together. We're going to have Zoom calls together. We're going to have a work plan for you. And so be watching out for those emails. But our goal, page 85, we're going to do a success challenge for you. Now, here at RubeCon, our goal is to help you as the person. Now, together, we're all people, right? But there's a bunch of people here. Like when I host my show, my podcast, I think of one person individually, like one person sitting down here. Whoever you are, I'm trying to talk to you. Same thing with RubeCon. Every single person, even though we have, 450 people here? It's been amazing, but I'm concerned about you, whoever that one person is. And I want you guys to have the same. I want you guys to look at your life as a life of service to others. Because I kid you not, when you live in this service legacy, when you live in this last legacy where you are serving others, you will not want to do anything else. Because in this legacy, you get fulfillment, impact, significance, and you get appreciation from others. Thank you guys so much for being here at RubeCon. Love every single one of you. Thank you guys. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.